You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
All right, this is Rhett Bollinger with MLB.com. I'm here with Twins second baseman Brian Dozier. Twins are opening this week with spring training. Brian, what's kind of the feeling in here knowing that spring training is already here and that the games are starting?
Well, the thing with it is, you know, spring training is meant for, you know, get out here and get your work in and slowly get back into the groove of things and everything. And the first week and stuff can be kind of long, but at the same time, we've been trying to make it as fun as possible for everybody in here, and I think we've done that so far. But once games start and stuff, you get your feet underneath you, and like I said, slowly get back into it and not rush things or whatever, because you have a whole month down here, and that's something I've learned over the course of the years, to slowly get your timing down, your feet underneath you, all that kind of stuff, and get ready for open today. So it starts today.
Looking back at last year, you guys had your first winning season since 2010. Is the mentality or the feeling at all any different in here compared to recent springs?
Well, there's a lot of high expectations coming into this year, and I'm not just blowing smoke up your rear end or anything like that. This is the first time in my career that I've come to spring training not wanting to win or whatever, but kind of expecting to win, expecting to be pretty good, and you see how everything shakes out in spring training and everything comes together. There are some spots to be won and some competition out there, which is always good. The depth is there that good winning ball clubs around the league have each and every year that win. And we have that depth this year, and pitching staff, position players, whatever it is. But coming into the spring, talking with a lot of the guys, expecting to be pretty dang good. So that's always good for our confidence level.
You mentioned that depth, and finally it seems like there's some depth in that rotation. I think maybe not so much of an ace per se, but I mean there's a lot of good arms in there and some depth within that rotation.
Well, and you look at some of the better teams around the league, even last year, and the Royals or a couple of years ago, whatever. There's not many true aces like, you know, you would expect. And there to be or anything like that. That's hard to come by, but a lot of the teams, I mean, when you have some guys that you're quote-unquote twos or threes or whatever, that know how to pitch and that's been there, done that, been to the playoffs before or had successful years and stuff that we have. And, you know, just looking at it, we have probably seven guys that I would trust to toe the rubber each and every day. And when you have that, obviously you only need five, but when you have seven, when you have those guys, you put them all together, I mean you always want guys that can give you a chance to win, to give you a chance, your offense to score runs and stuff. We're going to score runs. But I feel like our pitching staff has really turned the page last year coming into this year. So that's and it all starts with pitching. So that's where it boils down to. I feel like we have that this year.
You said you feel like you're going to score runs, but how important is it going to be for some of these young guys like Miguel Sano, Byron Buxton, Eddie Rosario, to kind of build on last season in a sense?
Well, yeah. You know, I know from experience how, you know, tough it could be for your second year you know, first full year in the big league, so to speak, as pitchers start to see you more. Tyler Duffy, threw him in there as well, as far as hitters starting to see him more and film and all that kind of stuff more. So how they adjust to that is yet to be seen and stuff. I think one of the biggest things, obviously, Buxton coming into camp, you know, trying to win a spot, trying to win a center field spot. But also Sano, this is a whole different ballgame for Sano, and that's what I keep trying to tell him. And he's taking it pretty serious, the right field gig, but it's a whole different gig whenever you have to, you know, you strike out and you got to go play defense, or you make an error out there and you got to come in and try to get on base, lead off the inning and stuff like that, rather than sit back and DH all the time. So that's a whole different ballgame in itself. You got to kind of split the two. So that's another transition and adjustment he's going to have to make, and that's yet to be seen. So hopefully it works out well.
In Biango Park, we know this week you guys watched the Bachelor with him and everything else to make him feel a little more comfortable. But, I mean, how big is it going to be for him, too, to feel comfortable not only, you know, culturally, but also just the plate and playing baseball?
Well, he's a tremendous hitter, and obviously his stats speak well for itself over in Korea. But he'll make adjustments, and I think he'll be fine baseball-oriented and stuff. One of my biggest things, being one of the leaders on this team, is to make sure that he feels comfortable. We already know he's very charismatic and he's joking around with us and stuff. And he even told me, you know, this is one of the happiest teams he's seen in a long time and been around, which is always good. We want to make it as comfortable as possible for him so he can adapt to everything throughout the course of a long year. So
you mentioned the importance of joking around. What's it like having your double play partner be Eduardo Escobar? We know he's a big jokester in here.
Man, I tell you, he makes my job a lot easier. He makes kind of everybody's. He's a jokester of the clubhouse. He keeps everybody loose. And me and Tori were actually talking about this yesterday, that it's all about chemistry. When you build on chemistry, and he always says, try catching the flu. You don't see that, but it's there. Same thing with chemistry. People don't believe in it, but you do. And whenever you can, and he always makes illustrations from his 06 team or 01 team, those two teams that were just jokesters and everything, and that's why they had success or whatever. And that's what we try to do in here. Escobar's a big part of that with a lot of other people. We have a lot of fun, and that correlates to our play on the field. So.
Looking back, I mean, last year was the dance parties and everything, that kind of thing. It's fun, but also kind of keeps you guys loose and kind of, you know, does it kind of just helps with the chemistry, you think, in a sense?
Yeah, you know, we went 1-7 or whatever to start the year. We come back and we're all pissed off, and then all of a sudden, Torrey, after we win our first game, I guess our second game of the year, which everybody should still be like, oh, Preston and all this kind of stuff. He's got fog machines and all that kind of stuff. That just goes to show you that he's been around the game and it's a long season, that kind of thing. The dance parties will continue. It was a huge success last year as far as keeping us loose. And big league wins are tough to come by a lot of the times. When you do, I feel like you should celebrate. And this is a team that likes to dance and have fun to begin with. Why not throw some smoke and some bubbles and some disco lights and pop, lock, and drop it a little bit after the game. So
you hear it here first. The dance parties will continue here in 2016. I want to thank Brian Dozier for coming on.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.